You know, years ago you made a comment that the Transformers movie were the perfect marriage of dumb and dumb. And I'm going to make an argument that that's no longer true.
It is not.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we watched Fast and Furious 10.
Barbaric!
And we just got to talk about it. So, before we get going, I think it's fair that we talk about something that has always fascinated me about the Fast and Furious movies. Mm-hmm. The movies went Fast and Furious,
yep.
Too Fast, Too Furious,
right.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious,
mm-hmm.
Fast Five, Fast and Furious. I lose fucking total track after a while because I know it was like
Fast and Furiosa.
Yeah, it was Fast. This was Fast X. Before that was F9, the yeah. Fast Saga. Before that, it was Fate of the Furious. Before that, it was Fast 7. Before that, it's like there is no naming convention.
No.
There's none. No two movies have had anything that could be mistaken.
No.
For a shared naming convention.
No, except for Too Fast, Too Furious. And that's that's the closest.
But you know, even within that, it's like there is there was not another one that, honestly, no. Too Fast, Too Furious and Fate of the Furious are the only two that come close to work.
Right.
And of course, this one didn't use Fast 10 your seatbelt.
Exactly.
Which, how they didn't, still irritates me.
Fastener.
Yeah. And let's just remember that the very first fist fight in this was about, in this movie series, was about Paul Walker's character hitting on Dom's sister by getting a shitty sandwich at their restaurant every day that they owned while not stealing DVD players.
Stealing DVD players. That's how old
yeah.
or how long the series has been around.
When was the last time that DVD players?
DVD players.
Blu-ray was not even a thought. DVD was like, it was so mind-blowing that we weren't really even considering another level with it.
No.
Like, it's weird because
they stole their iPods.
iPods weren't, were they even a thing at this point?
I don't know.
I don't even know. But yeah, like DVD, they're stealing, because this was before Netflix.
Right, before Blu-ray. DVD players.
DVD players getting jacked.
Walkmans.
We stole a lot of cassette tapes.
Home stereos.
Home high fidelity systems.
iPod
you know what that means?
Actually, that would probably be a whole lot more profitable than
hell
that.
Yeah.
DVDs.
Well, because you know what a high fidelity, that means it's the highest
fidelity.
Possible fidelity.
That's right.
It's
the highest fidelity.
The highest possible. That might be my favorite Don Cheadle performance is in Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Just the him at his most sincere.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's beautiful. That's hard to trap. Catch, because let's talk about sincere performances. Angry Baby. Holy Christ, has there ever been a man babier looking man baby face than Vin Diesel?
If you were to take the shell completely off a turtle and put that turtle in a sleeveless shirt, and no shade on sleeveless shirts, I'm wearing one.
Right.
But I don't look like a turtle.
You don't.
So
you don't.
You take that, put that shellless turtle, tell him to not move, react.
Yeah.
And if he's standing still or walking anywhere where his shoulders are seen, you best be flexing.
Yeah.
And
that dude is flexing like a teenage boy on a date.
Yes.
Like, oh
because
my God.
Because women don't know how muscles yeah. work.
It is my favorite, the greatest Henry Rollins line ever, but it is so true that, do you remember being a young boy and a girl touched your arm and immediately you were like, oh, you're
fuck
just
yeah.
cranking that muscle as
yes.
much as you possibly can,
yes.
and they're like, hi, I'm completely comfortable. Like, no, I can't move my hand.
No, I can't.
No, my arm is no. not going
to
move.
No, it's my sole reason to lift weights at all, is to make sure my body stays as tense and immobile as possible.
It's so
because
fantastic.
Women yeah. find it sexy.
Yeah. That, and that is just Vin Diesel the whole time. Now, I think it's fair at this moment to discuss what I will call a scale of sexual chemistry from 0 all the way to 10. Now, for this scale, we need to start at the opposite end. For chemistry on screen, if we're talking tens, that's where you're getting into your shit like out of sight. George Lopez. Oh, God, that celebrity couple name.
Yes,
that if Jennifer exactly. Lopez and George Clooney had started dating, it would have been George Lopez. They would have been gotten into free to any George Lopez show that they wanted.
It's true.
Been amazing. But yeah, their chemistry in that movie was like, Bach.
Yeah, it's electric.
They clearly, there's something here. And there's... They're just, I can't think of many others off the top of my head.
Clooney's done it again with Julia Roberts.
Yeah,
a few times.
Clooney is one of those people that is easygoing enough that Hanks, he can connect that. Hanks and, as well, yeah.
What the fuck? Meg Ryan, I think?
Yeah, yeah. Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder.
Oh, well, that's...
Just that in every type of chemistry that could exist existed between those two
people.
Well,
we'll call those the 10.
Yeah, those are the
10.
Yeah, yeah.
Yertle the Turtle and Sleepy Eyes.
Yeah.
Obvious lesbian Sleepy Eyes.
Yes.
Have somewhere in the nature of a negative pi.
Yes, yes. They have the sexual chemistry of, I use this example while talking about Vin Diesel by himself. Mm. He has the sexual chemistry of a substitute teacher.
Oh, yeah.
They have the sexual chemistry of two substitute teachers bumping into each other at the desk, getting their assignments
for the
day.
They're not even bumping together, dude.
They're passing each other.
They are in the faculty lounge.
Yeah.
Slowly taking their sad sandwiches out of the Ziploc bag and or cellophane, just the way Nathan likes it.
Yeah, yeah.
Slowly.
Uh-huh.
The only sound in the room is the ambient sound of the room.
Yeah.
Yep. Breathing through their noses, not looking at each other.
Yeah.
Opposite ends of the table.
Yeah.
Slowly eating their sandwiches in silence.
Yes, that is the...
All of the sexuality that scene I painted for you.
Uh-huh.
Is saying, what sexuality? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Zero.
It's the level of sexuality of fucking Michelle Rodriguez, who is a good-looking woman.
No question about it.
No question about it. From word go.
No.
Has been this, yes, like, from yes. Girl Fight on, has
yes,
been
yes.
like...
No.
She's like Paget Brewster in that, like, why the fuck does that not get mentioned?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that she's a
beautiful woman.
Beautiful.
No shade on her.
Yeah, beautiful. And just so painting it, this beautiful woman in a tank top and boxer shorts jumping up and kissing while being carried to bed by Vin Diesel has the level of sexual chemistry of two substitute teachers silently eating sandwiches at the opposite ends of a big table in the teacher's lounge.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that is the...
As a person in my new to my life has said.
Yeah.
He puts her on the bed. They're both clothed. This pulls up her shirt around her belly and talks to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, in their theory, is... Vin Diesel / Dom. Is there a difference anymore?
Yeah.
Has never had sex.
Yes.
Doesn't know about sex.
Not at all.
I added he has no conception of it.
Yes.
Like what we consider sex, as we all understand it, in his mind, the concept is more like shoveling snow.
Yeah. Yes.
He's never lived in snow, so it's even more obtuse.
John, like, I think he is...
I don't know what you mean.
Dom is beyond asexual because...
Oh, he's on a rock and a roller case past Morrissey.
Yeah, fucking, yes, exactly. There has never been an ounce of sexy. That's why I highlighted to him, because I think if you were to put something in, like, let's just choose totally at random, drop Michelle Rodriguez into an early Wachowskis movie, maybe she'd have been sexy as fuck. There is not a role that I can imagine Vin Diesel having any level of being sexy.
No.
In.
Not at all. Not
at all.
All.
But Michelle Rodriguez, I can easily see being in something sexy as hell.
Yes. Yes.
Now, in that, the reason I went with Wachowskis is I was specifically talking about Bound, because I cannot see her being heterosexually sexy. Right. It just isn't the vibe. It was sort of as when I was talking to my mom about the casting thing. This is for people who, nobody knows this, but it's something we said early. Nobody knows this person really listening to this, but it's like our friend Dickie. Mm. He was not believable as a man.
No.
He just wasn't. He played men before, and it was fucking weird.
Yes.
Put him in a female part, and it's like, yep, works. There it is. Yep. This fucking reads.
Yes.
This reads. This man could be in nonsense for the rest of his fucking life with no problem. That's Vin Diesel. You're not, it's, you're not going to have him in any of that vibe.
He has all the sexual cachet of like a Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
You're like,
yeah.
I know that somewhere out there, somebody, for whatever terrible trauma-induced reason, finds either Vin Diesel or Hulk Hogan to be sexy. But I can't wrap my fucking head around either.
Yeah. It says, let's be honest, what percentage of Hulk Hogan's fame came from his just, we'll say, near ultimate warrior level willingness to put chemicals into his body?
Near?
Yeah. Yes, near. Yeah. I would say if anybody surpasses Hogan, it's the ultimate warrior.
Yes. Yes.
Where it's like, so no, that's like the dude. It's weird. Vin Diesel has that era like Hulk Hogan. He's always most appealed to like young boys. John Cena. He's not going to have a set. The Rock.
No.
Nope. Can't have that. Mark Wahlberg. This guy was an underwear model.
Yeah.
What? This guy was an underwear model. They don't have that vibe. They might try throwing it on sometimes, but it just.
But all of those stated that you stated.
Yeah.
I can see in a more sexual light.
Yeah.
Than the void.
Yes.
It's just a hole in space and time.
Yes. Yes.
In sexuality with Vin Diesel. Sorry, Vin. I know you're listening, right? But you just, I don't get it.
Well, and it's such a weird thing where it's like.
But I think he does.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And that's because, as one reviewer put it, everyone in this film, from every character, ancillary or principal, cast, crew, stuntmen, everybody is having a fucking great time.
Hell yes.
And knows it's a joke, acts really broad to fit everything. The only one taking this dead ass seriously is Vin Diesel.
You know what this reminds
me? Like no one told him it's a joke.
What it reminds me of a little bit is on Mr. Show. Mm-hmm. There was a sketch called Imminent Death Syndrome. And for what it is, like, there's nothing really medically wrong with you, but you're always on the verge of death.
Right.
And so basically everyone's being really nice to you because you're about to die.
Yeah.
And so that, like, that explains the career of, you know, all these people who are mediocre. Quentin Tarantino, the actor, not the director. Oh. Yeah. Where it's just the only reason your celebrity makes sense is like people are being nice to you because it's like, why the fuck is this person in everything? It doesn't make sense. Then they're not any good.
Yes.
What the hell?
Why did Destiny turn on this radio?
Yeah. It feels very much like everyone is treating Vin Diesel like that on set. Like
it does.
No. If the minute you stop believing in Tinkerbell, the whole thing falls apart. The minute Vin Diesel stops thinking that what he's doing here is fucking for real serious, it doesn't work anymore. This fucking...
Yeah. And I don't know that. I mean, part of me can separate and say he understands that what he's doing in some sort of meta way, like, I'm going to do this. No. But I don't know, man. I think that John Cena got a job at all in the previous film and going into this because John knows how to talk to kids.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Obviously. So he was really excited that John, he really connected with John.
Yeah.
And felt a very, very a kinship with John.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he really is interested in what I have to say.
Right.
He really likes it. He always listens to me. John Cena always listens to me.
Right.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what? What? I can see him.
Oh, no way.
He gave me the power.
Damn, that's
He did this. He did.
Whoa,
in front of my face. I can see you.
Shit.
I can see you.
This is a banner day.
What?
It's a good day. It's a good day that this happened forever. For the world, it's good. Oh. For the world, it's good that this happened to you.
I agree.
That's what I mean there. I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Pudding is good.
Pudding is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why John's there. And John is one of the few bright spots. And there are many actual bright spots in this movie. And John's one of them.
But the sausage meatball that is Vin Diesel. Oh. Now, and that's the thing. This is one where all of the side characters, most of the side characters. Okay. The side characters minus one.
Yes.
Are all very enjoyable.
Yes.
And very well developed and fun and have a reason for being there.
You're happy to see them.
And exciting. You're happy to see them.
You remember them. You've already relaxed your, how the fuck can this happen sort of reflex.
Yes.
You know this by now. If you're walking in, or you're sitting down to watch fucking Fast X, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Hell yeah. You know, getting
we're here.
We want.
We're Transformers land.
Yeah.
Michael Bay-ish. We're in fucking full-on Bay worship.
Yes, we are.
It's cool.
This is where we are.
Fine. No big deal.
And then you hear a sound.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you get like the perfect slice of pizza. And then there's just like that one bit of crust in the middle that's just not done. And you're like, oh. And then you look over and that bit of crust.
Tyrese.
Yeah. Now, here's what's funny. So the cringiest scene in that movie where they're jumping the car between the buildings, the party that is being held in that movie.
Right.
The guy who's hosting it, who Ronda Rousey is one of his bodyguards, is a dude I went to high school with and did like theater, choir, stage plays with him. The theater teacher that inspired this guy to become an actor is like the theater teacher I talk about here. Yeah, JJ. He's awesome. I love fucking JJ. But yeah, that it's so weird to look at it and be like,
well,
you were there for that, man.
Yeah, JJ.
You were there for that cringy ass, that scene with Tyrese that was supposed to be cringy, I guess, but found a new level of what cringe could be.
There is a small horror film called Starry Eyes. Came out a few years ago. Available on Shudder, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It deals with a cult of ne'er-do-well evil worshippers that somehow find their next star, the next super mega star, and they take her through a ritual and whatever.
Okay.
Because she doesn't have much talent, but she's desperate to win. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's got some redeeming quality to it.
Yeah.
Beyond the story, which is sort of pat.
Right.
But I believe that's actually a documentary because Tyrese has one of these magic using agents in league with forces beyond time and space and human comprehension.
Yes.
And he's a fucking sorcerer of the darkest magic.
Yep.
For Tyrese to get this gig to begin with. And I remember when he first got the gig.
Yeah.
He was a model transitioning into acting. And I was like initially like, good for him.
Yeah, cool.
You know, good for you, man. Get out there. Make
Go
it happen.
For it.
Good for you.
Do it.
Fuck that. That's being a model the rest of your life. Fuck yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I know that somewhere out there, he has fans. I'm sure he has a mother.
Yes.
And she loves him.
Yes.
And people maybe beyond his mother.
Yes.
Family.
There are folks that go into watching one of these movies thinking, I cannot wait for Roman to hit the screen.
They may exist.
They might. That person
they
might
must
be
exist.
Somewhere out there.
But I've never met them.
Yeah.
And I don't know who they are. Yeah. I've never seen them.
I don't want to meet them.
I don't want to meet
them. I'm sure some people, single people might eat crackers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
He, every second on screen of Tyrese being Tyrese or Roman in this.
Yes.
Whatever. Is six kicks right to the nuts.
Yeah.
It's just over and over.
Joe's
son. You can't catch your breath.
Yeah. You're Joe's son. You remember that
fight? Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I show that to students every once in a while because I'm like, do you want to see the worst thing that's ever happened in a fight? Watch this. And it's funny because it gets spoiled immediately because it's 20 punches to the groin is the title of the video. And it's wound up haymakers bam, yeah, right into the cup. And that is every second of Tyrese being Tyrese.
Jim and Hope can attest to this because we all watched together downstairs. Every time he showed up, I cut to him, my head goes back.
It's all of a sudden you turn into Larry David.
Yeah. And it's like I forget it that he's there.
Yes.
Especially towards the third act where things are really bopping around everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
And they cut back to him and I forget that he's even there. Yes. It's like the 90 Day Fiancé thing. You forget about those morons, and when new morons come to the screen, they wipe your mind. He comes back like, oh fuck, that's right, he's in this.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
It's not good, man.
No, it really isn't.
And it's not good, like, it's not sort of a LaRusso thing where the heat then transfers to him in real life. No. Like, if he were to walk up and go, why do you hate me in this movie so much? I'm like, you're not good in it. Mm-hmm. You seem like a nice fella.
Yeah. Your character's just a piece
of shit. I just don't
shit,
like man. It, man. It's not for me. But you seem okay. It's not like LaRusso.
Yeah. It's more like Gary.
Mm. See, I'm nervous around Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, but also that transfers a little bit to the guy who plays
it. Yeah, I agree. In this case, it's not really a hatred. It's just more of a, I can't stand you doing what you do in these pictures. Yeah. And for whatever reason, this one was
so just right there.
Mm, that fucking tip of the boot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
Yep.
Mm. Fuck.
It's getting square-toed just right in the butthole. Just boom.
Terrible. We're going to spoil the fuck out of this thing,
we're
going to
spoil the hell out of it.
So, if you haven't seen it, stop listening to us and we'll watch it.
So, here's the thing. There's a deal where it's like scale of charisma in this movie to me is like, of course, Tyrese is the dead-ass bottom last on that one. Followed by Vin Diesel, because that's sort of... then from there, it's sort of Letty, because they don't give her enough time to be anything more than tough. Han doesn't get much, but that guy's got
But every time he's doing something, even if he's eating a drug muffin,
like, I want to watch this guy.
That's interesting.
Tej, I think, is underneath him a little bit. Mm. Fucking charisma-wise, then we get to the hacker. I forget her name, but from Game of Thrones, Miss Sandy. God, she's gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
And she is charismatic and talented and just distracts everything.
Correct.
And then you just fucking go, you have to go beyond hyperspace. You have to go plaid for about an hour, and you land dead center in Jason Momoa, who it's like, so you're telling me there's a big sandwich made out of as much scenery, all of the kinds of scenery I like the most, with the most amazing everything you can have on it, and I could eat it however I want. Give me that sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And this Momoa is going to fucking town on every inch of scenery and every minute of this movie. And I love it so goddamn much.
It is the five-star casting championship of the world.
Yes, it really was. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
This man understood the assignment.
Uh-huh.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he wrote his part.
Yeah.
Much like Lance Hendrickson Hendrickson in Stone Cold.
Yeah.
The script was not written, so he just made up his own shit.
I feel like that.
I feel like they just hired Jason to, and this was his, he got, you know, the script, quote unquote, handed to him. It was just one piece of paper in green crayon written, go. Signed. Producers. And he's like, yep.
And then, and he looked at it, and then he peeled back to the second page, which was just a check with many zeros.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, all
right,
let's do this. And he showed up on set and was just fucking every scene he was in. I use the backboard breaking metaphor all the time. This is Shaquille O'Neal backboard. Every time he's on screen, he's just like, boom. If we are talking scenery chewing, this guy is like winning that Nathan's hot dog contest. Oh my God. Every instant he gets. And I love, we're watching it and Hope's like, so the first time we watched it, Hope is like, let me guess. Momoa is going to be like the son of a bad guy from a previous movie. And immediately, yes, that's what he's established as.
Yes.
That Dominic kills him in Fast Five by showing his callous disregard for life. How many people, just in the opening of this, we saw from Fast Five, Dominic Toretto kill.
He and his team
killed so many people.
There are
not just the corrupt police.
No.
People in a Gap.
People in a bank.
They blasted through a fucking restaurants in the middle of the day.
There are on every continent orphans of this familia.
Yes. Oh yeah.
So much that by the time we get to this movie, I can't not see it every time it happens.
Yeah.
And so much so that Jason Momoa's character, it's part of the plot.
Yeah.
How do you decide who to save? And I'm like, oh, fucking kiss me on the mouth. Yes, yeah. Dude.
You know what would be amazing is if in the background of all of these, there were TV ads with Sally Struthers collecting money for the orphans of these fucking super spy missions gone wrong.
Super Familia Orphan Fund.
For the cost of one cup of coffee. Remember back when that was a benchmark for the cheapest shit you could buy?
Yeah.
For the price of one cup of coffee, like, bitch, find something else.
Things have escalated.
Yeah.
Since your time.
For the for the price of the worst cup of gas station coffee imaginable.
Yeah, the plaid level amount of charisma, ability, aesthetics.
Yeah.
Everything. The needle is so buried in Momoa's direction.
It really is.
That it's dangerous business if you're someone like me.
Oh, God. Because
I am now 100%.
Yeah. Oh, and by the
way, this is a Bane situation.
For those who are curious, if you are looking to donate money to the Familia Orphan Fund, donations are only accepted at area Fuddruckers.
Hey, locations. Get the fuck out of my head. Only with Fuddbucks.
I was, I'm like, how can I work at Fuddruckers here? Because it had like only acceptable at Fuddruckers. Jesus.
Please help us. Please help us save the children that I killed.
Good Lord, the number of, just at the beginning, cops.
Yes, cops.
Bam, bam,
not
bam,
agency,
bam,
shadow,
bam.
Government, blah, blah, blah. Cops,
police,
like,
cars.
fuck your kids, fuck your wife,
yeah.
Fuck your family,
yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Because we're the quote-unquote good guys.
Yep. And then just immediately in Rome, the minute they could start killing people again.
Dead.
Oh, my God, like, the investigations, I would love to see the, you know, fucking Interpol cop who's like, another fucking death spree in goddamn Reno.
Yeah, all right. I want you to think about all the street cafes in Europe.
Yes.
Now I want you to think about taking a nut washer, whatever, a little piece of steel.
Yeah.
And have your partner throw it at your head.
Yeah.
Hurts, huh?
Yes, it does.
There are metal shrapnel flying everywhere, beyond the explosions, beyond the direct contact of whatever ball of kinetic death is they're dragging behind them. People weren't just killed. People are wounded.
Yeah.
Children got shrapnel in their eye from the familia.
Yes.
Okay. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And Jason Momoa is the only one who's brought this up. Like, you kill a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, how do you choose?
I'm a bad guy, so whatever. But what do you do it?
Yeah, you look at, like, there's movies in this where it's like, there's going to be a competition between these people to see who's going to get the job for the drug dealer. And, like, it's a street race. So, and, okay, 25 people were killed.
Oh, yeah.
Easily 25 people just fucking died
in this. God knows the injured.
What the shit? Yeah, these are... The number of things that would be international news.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, the 15 dead in a street race in fucking Vienna.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Momoa's character got Dante, God help us.
Dante.
Got a neutron bomb.
Yes.
To Italy. To roll down the apparent ramp that is Rome.
Yeah, Rome is apparently built on about a 90-degree slope because that is the only way that shit would not stop going.
All ramps lead to Rome.
Yeah, and apparently funnel directly to the Vatican.
Well, it does go to the drain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And as I said, wait
shit
a minute.
Shit rolls downhill, man.
Yeah, wait a minute. Neutron bomb should leave the building and shit undisturbed.
All the people will be destroyed, but go ahead and take some gold from the gold room.
Yeah, and the art will be okay. And so basically this is sort of a way to, I don't want to use a crude metaphor, but shake the Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
And I think maybe our problems are solved.
Yeah, I mean, hard reset.
Exactly.
The real way.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened? Well,
hit the Dante switch.
Exactly, the Dante switch.
So, planning-wise, he's beyond supernatural intelligence.
Yes. He has got every aspect, even down to the double cross, triple cross, reach across.
I mean, Grand Admiral Thrawn's like, well done.
Holy shit, kid.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the greatest amount of planning for shit since Lex Luthor figured out kryptonite in about 3 seconds. Like,
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you're exactly where I wanted you to
be. So, on top of all this other stuff, super, super smart.
Super-de-duper smart. But, what you got to remember, even that he was ready for. He's like, Vin Diesel can drive down a fucking damn, but never mind, that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so much shit before this, the number, like, and Momoa is just stealing the scene everywhere. Yeah. And I feel like Vin Diesel was trying to make Momoa look foolish.
Oh, you fucked
with the
up,
way
dude.
Everything was said in this, because I think Vin Diesel believes everybody's like him.
Yeah, yeah.
And not realizing that, no, what's going to happen is Momoa's going to be like, wait, so, just so we're clear here.
Okay, let's do this. We're actors.
Yeah.
I'll play Fun Pub Senior.
Okay, okay.
And you'll be Momoa, and I'll be pitching you what I want done for this.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I'm really excited to have you on this project.
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm glad you're excited. What I would like for you to do,
because
you're a really big guy, you're really, really powerful,
yeah,
very impactful.
That's not a lie.
Yeah, I mean, you're really good. We're really
sexy
excited.
Women really like me.
Yeah.
They do. Women,
I
women
understand it.
In particular, love me.
Anyway, what I need for you to, we want to try to flip the script a little bit and have you sort of, a flousing about, kind of mincing about. Use your voice a little higher than mine. Every voice is higher than mine.
So, like, because I don't look like a giant baby, I should be sort of like light and airy and bouncing around and have a higher pitched voice? Because I look like an adult man and not a giant upset baby?
Fuck Tyrese.
Yeah.
You're talking about Tyrese, right?
Sure.
That's when you need to have your hair in pigtails,
okay.
Wear a lot of bobbles like you went to fucking Chico,
yeah,
and flossy clothes, and mince about, paint your nails,
okay.
Act kind of like, you know.
Okay, so just real quick, so I made the choice years ago that I wanted to make my living like dressing up and putting on costumes and makeup and acting silly and being a little silly goose on stage and having fun, and you're telling me that in this job I've got to like dress up, be all weird and flounce about and have a lot of fun and be a silly goose on screen.
Be great.
You know what? Let's do it.
Yeah. And then
Vin
walks back to his agent after Momoa leaves forever. It's like, I got him.
Yep.
I got him. Got him. Got him.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
You are dealing with somebody with the given a fuck less metachlorian count.
Yeah.
In the six digits.
Yes.
He doesn't care. Yeah. He knows the assignment. I'm playing the super bad guy in a ridiculous film.
Yes. And it's like one of those things where you go, and remember, like, it's what I loved about Max Weinberg on Conan O'Brien is it was always the, what I called the, I play with Springsteen smile.
Yeah.
Because no matter what Conan says to it, it's like, cool, I'm in the E Street Band.
Yeah.
And so that's the vibe I get, where it's like, cool.
It's like,
cool.
How much shit I can give Richard in the E Street Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're goofy.
Yeah.
But you can read Bruce's fucking count.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You.
For those who don't know, they don't know what song is going to play next.
Yep.
Bruce just counts.
Yep.
And Lil Steven is like,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I got it.
I just know. So we're good here. So you can say whatever the fuck you want about anything. Yeah, I'll dress like this.
Yeah.
Momoa has that, like, yeah, you know, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, you know, the Catwoman. Yeah. That's my Zozo. That's my daughter. She refers to me as dad. Yeah. That, like, yeah, that's how secure I am with this shit. Remember back when you were in love with Lisa Bonet? Yeah, there was reason for that. Yes. I won in that regard.
Correct.
It's funny because he and
we reenact that scene in Angel Heart all the time.
It's funny because she is Lisa Bonet was one of those, like, early on, Alyssa Milano for guys of our generation. Yeah, absolutely. Like, what?
Yeah. The reason to watch The Cosby Show.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I stopped caring about who's the boss so early on.
Yeah.
So early on, I was like, oh, it's a Samantha episode. Well,
exactly. Guess I'll fucking put this remote control down.
I guess I'll sit and watch for a minute. Yeah.
Yes. So he didn't know what he was dealing with. Mm-hmm. Clearly. Everyone else did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, he fucking hired Momoa. This is great.
Jesus, this is going to be so much fun. Everybody else.
And the four Oscar-winning women.
Yes. Yes. That almost all, with the exception of fucking one of them, are basically just their cuz. Rita Moreno is their cuz. That scene, entirely unnecessary. Completely. Except we could get Rita Moreno, so we're doing that.
Right.
Helen Mirren, she's there because.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like, it would be like if Delroy Lindo popped up for some reason. Why is Delroy Lindo here? Do you hear yourself, idiot? Why is Edward James Olmos here?
Hey, we know that now, the guy in head of the agency now turns out to be a bad guy. How about his direct superior, Delroy Lindo?
Yeah.
How about that? You know what's going to happen? Nothing won't hurt.
Yeah.
It won't hurt.
It won't hurt. Yeah. Yep.
Please.
Uh-huh.
I want Delroy Lindo's character to slap Dwayne Johnson across the face.
Yeah. It's like we
get away with it.
We were watching Midnight Run last night. First time Hope's seen it.
Fantastic.
And you're like, God damn, can this movie get any better? And then Dennis fucking Farina hits the screen and you're like, yes, it can. Yes. That's who we need showing up next.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
Do everyone, you can get anyone you want. Find all of those people that are like, we need someone from the CIA. Who do we have who has zero negative feelings towards them?
Delroy Lindo.
Well, I mean, hell, they went with Kurt Russell the first time.
Exactly.
So fuck it. Who else can we get? Oh my God. Yeah.
Kevin Costner. Something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I at this point, after Helen Mirren was the first one to go, I want to be a part of this wacky fucking circus.
Fuck yes. Uh-huh.
And bless her for it.
Yes.
And then she drew in more people that were like, fuck yeah, I'll get a check and it's goofy and fun.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's great.
Find a way to bring in his aunt and bring Judy Dench into this shit.
Fuck
Judy,
yes.
do
Let's
it.
Let's make it happen. Let's make
you
it
could,
happen.
You could get Frances McDormand to be in this shit tomorrow. You could get Meryl Streep.
That's going to be the get.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, yes. I want Tom Hanks to be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Get fucking De Niro in it.
Yes.
Yeah, get De Niro
in it. Well, frankly, I don't know how he's not in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck's he doing?
Fuck yeah. Get De Niro and Pacino. Get fucking resurrect John Cazale.
Yeah, just fucking, you know, keep a ball of string or a kite to keep Pacino distracted.
Yeah.
Be fine.
Bring in Duvall to keep Pacino like focus.
Any dead?
Duvall's is Robert Duvall?
I have no idea.
If he's not, bring him in. If he is,
bring him in anyway.
Yeah, just put a guy in a mask.
It'll scare Al Pacino.
Yeah, put a guy in a mask and it'll be like, Bobby, look who's here.
He can just talk to dead people like Momoa does in the movie. Oh my God.
I imagine
if the Joker were written to have a good time and not just be the Joker.
Momoa was, the fun Joker.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is it.
Doing fucking nails and shit. Somebody be by to bury you.
He's fucking fantastic.
Oh my God. It is that shit that when we did theater back in the day, that role you were like, oh,
yeah.
God damn, I want to play this part or I don't want to be in this fucking play.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, this looks so much fun. And it's never the hero.
No, Vin Diesel.
Like, there is nothing more blank. There is nothing more arcless.
No.
I mean, there is no character arc. The only other actor who gets into leads that have less arc, is Steven Seagal.
Yeah. Like, Vin's character is walking around in an art store because everyone has some sort of story.
Exactly.
Particularly this one. It is bopping about like fucking Return of the King.
Oh, shit,
it's just all over the place with everyone's little story about whatever.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, everything's in peril. Excuse me.
Everything's in peril.
Yeah.
My familia is scattered. My child's welfare is in question. My sister's welfare is a question. I guess I'll just go to a bar and sit alone and stare at the wall.
Yeah, it's what else is there to do? I'll just be right
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, that was exactly what he was doing. That's that. It's so weird when you look at a movie that's written like this and the number of scenes that are like, well, he needs to be somewhere, so that's that. We're just going to... We have an idea for a cool opening to a scene in a bar. Yeah. So that's where they're going to meet.
He's going to stand there like a fucking potted plant.
Yeah. So, Michelle Rodriguez and Charlize Theron. Mm. First off, the Theron over-under on this, I blew because I forgot the last one was the one she was on for a day. This they had for about a week. Yes,
feels like it.
They apparently spent the entirety of the movie in Antarctica.
Yes.
In a black site hospital in Antarctica.
Yes.
Where just a jacket over a tank top is what you need.
That's protocol.
That's protocol. To walk across the Arctic tundra.
Who we have on intake today, Sergeant? Well, we have Michelle Rodriguez and Charlize Theron. Instigate tank top, protocol one.
Yeah, protocol one. Well, so only one tank top? Yep.
That's it. They only get one tank top.
Miss Theron wears a crew neck, basic turtleneck t-shirt.
What'd you say, turtle?
Yes, turtle. Fucking Ben Diesel is a Koopa Troopa. That's just all he is.
Absolutely.
He's fucking Koopa Troopa.
He absolutely is. Fuck, someone give me the fireball power so I can just fucking light him on fire.
Now, so far as what parts of this movie were...
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait.
There was a flaming ball going after
there
Koopa
was.
Troopa.
Oh, my God. Oh,
shit.
Oh,
we cracked
God.
The code.
Holy shit, it is a Mario movie.
So, Dante Mario.
So far as storylines in this movie, really the best one is John Cena and the kid.
Oh.
That is without a fucking without question. Question. And
there's
that is
one
just
scene
because
of just them in the car, and it is perfect.
Them in the airport. Like any interaction with him and that kid. Ooh, Rosé, not going to work.
But I like the initiative. Yes.
He is one of those that I think you're right. When they realize Cena works well with kids.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that thing that I joked about years ago on Walking Dead when the baby was born and Norman Reedus is there holding the baby. I'm like, yeah, because he needs the help.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, he needs that. Oh, Idris Elba has a British accent. Yeah, because he needs the help.
Of course.
This is like, yeah, John Cena is absurdly great with kids.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course, because he needs that.
Yeah.
And it's one where that, if anything, that could not possibly make more sense.
Yeah.
Because that is a dude who for how many years has been any kid that dude's age, the biggest moment of their life is meeting John Cena. That has been for over a fucking two decades now.
Easy.
Yeah, my first year teaching, there was a girl in one of my classes who had John Cena like notebooks and stuff, and her friends were like, she cries watching matches because even if he wins, she doesn't like seeing him get hit.
Yeah, that's a mark right there.
Like, yep. Oh, yep. That is for real. And how good do you have to be to inspire that?
Well, actually, I did that.
Yeah.
I'm John.
That's me. I'm the only one.
I'm the only one to do that. Yeah. Got that money.
That's right.
I get that money.
Yeah, see. Yeah. I could have done anything, but I chose to have my daughter be the victim of a kidnapping.
Yeah.
Marital rape plot. Yeah.
Wolf rape, wolf rape, wolf rape, wolf rape.
We're all over the place. Much like this script.
Oh, God, yeah, this thing makes no sense. It addresses everything.
But it is by fucking far.
Yes.
The most fun I've had watching one of these movies.
I know. And
because of Jason Momoa.
And that's what's great about this is when you have the baddie that's just right or when you have the whatever, that's always the secret.
Yeah.
And fucking James Bond has known it for 60 fucking years.
When the villain sucks in Bond, the Bond movie sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Quantum of fucking solace.
Oh,
yo.
Yeah.
What?
Just, Quantum of solace.
You can't believe it.
fucking who was it in Moonraker? Drax, the dude who looks like Peter Dinklage.
No. Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Oh, beautiful.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You have to
Goldfinger.
Yo, no, yeah. No,
Golden Eye.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah. There once and you're they've never put all in on we got to make the villain just fun.
Yes, yes.
They've leaned towards serious. It's go for fun.
Especially in this bullshit.
Yeah.
You've got to be, it gives you, there are no bounds.
None.
So you need the most boundless sort of villain.
Yes.
And to give this guy a two movie deal.
Yes.
Is smart as fuck.
Incredibly smart.
That's the smartest thing this series has ever done. It's like,
without
no
question.
We're not going to wrap this up right now.
Nope, nope, nope. Nope, we're holding.
Frankly, I hope they never wrap it up.
Oh, God, no. Oh, yeah.
And I know, you may say, Clarkson, the only reason you like this so much, for the people who have seen this, is because it looks like Reacher rockets Tyrese and all to a fiery death. Yeah. Now, there are other people in the plane. I'd hate to see them go.
Yeah,
I kind of enjoy them.
Yeah.
But I really like omelets.
Yeah.
And if Tyrese blew up, this may be the greatest Fast and the Furious entry in the entire franchise.
Yeah.
For me, it goes past the franchise. Like, what's some of your favorite movies? Oh, I don't know. Throne of Blood. Yeah. There Will Be Blood. Fast 10 when Tyrese dies.
What? Yeah. What?
And that's,
yeah.
I explained it like the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It's the greatest.
Fast 10 when Tyrese dies.
Yeah.
I mean, Fast 10? No. Fast 10 when Tyrese dies.
Yeah.
That one? Yeah. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yep.
But I doubt it, because no one fucking stays dead in this thing.
Nobody does, as evidenced by the end of it, where
Gal Gadot just
fucking Gal Gadot pops up like,
hi.
She died three movies ago, or
no,
four movies ago.
Put your hands in my hands and in my side.
Yeah.
I live. Yep. Okay, fuck it.
And here's the thing, this is what I love about, I'm not going to
I've been living in this sub the whole time.
Yeah. I ain't going to complain. I ain't going to complain.
Fuck no, it's Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot on screen more?
Fine.
Okay.
Not a problem.
I'll take it.
I'm for it. Co-signed.
Jesus Christ. Sold American.
And, I mean, the cliffhanger of this, where Tyrese is, in my heart, dead.
Yeah.
As fucking disco, blown up to pieces on the side of a mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
And what looks like Dom will then be blown up to all the hell. Sorry about the kid. You're cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to get killed by all of the water.
Is that going to happen? It's not going to happen. But
no,
it lets
not.
You. Yeah. It lets me chew on that possibility a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And for that alone, I'm okay with the cliffhanger.
It ends with that fucking original Italian Job feel of, okay, you know they're getting out of this.
Yes.
How?
Yes, yes.
How are they getting out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
It's really dumb.
Yes, it is.
But it's dumb
in the right way.
In almost all the right ways.
Yes.
There needs to be more more dumb quotes.
Yeah.
There's a line on, I can't remember which side it is. Screen Rant or one of those.
Yeah.
That says, it's the title of it is, however many quotes from Fast and the Furious that show that Dom is wise.
Yeah.
Ironically, right? And it's all of his sayings, as much as they could put together. And this one was,
behind the line, feel the car, let it fly.
What in the name of Dio lyrics does that mean? What does that mean?
You have to see the stripes, but you have to know they're clean.
Yes, of course. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody bleeds for the dancer.
Yep, yep.
And of course.
Yes.
What would these recent few shows be without Reddit?
Let's do it.
Why the fuck was that Roman throwing that dust powder shit in the air after him and Tish fighting?
It's the best one, because that is up there with what is Charlie's job in How So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Answer, pocket asbestos. Another guy. So confused. Something cut I wonder to explain what that was. Follow me in this. It's a payoff. Yeah, he didn't throw it at him. He just threw it in the air and then said, you know what that was, huh? Another post. Paul Walker's ashes.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck
is what I carry with me.
What the fuck? Can you imagine? What in the name of God?
I saw that and like fumble to screenshot it. Like, oh shit.
And it wasn't scripted. That's just what Tyrese does when he gets pissed off.
Throws
a handful of Paul Walker's ashes at the lights.
God almighty. There was a bunch of stuff from Reddit, but once I found that, I was like,
well, there we go.
That's it.
Okay, so.
Oh,
it was like Dale Gribble's pocket sand. That's all I thought
of. Yeah, no, what the fuck? It seems like the entire Toretto family have distinctly different Spanish accents when pronouncing abuela and abuelita. Those diverse Toretto genes at it again, I guess.
Yeah, that famously mixed gene pool.
If they remotely interrogate the family tree of the Toretto bloodline, we'd have a stroke. For fuck's sakes, their abuelita is Rita Moreno and their brother is John Cena.
Yes.
Yes.
That is everything, yes.
This last one. Buzzick on Reddit says, I couldn't get over how literally every picture they had was just obvious screenshots of the previous movies. I get that they're not going to take a whole bunch of stage pictures, but when you're literally seeing pictures that happened when there was absolutely no cameras around, it really takes me out of it. Response, that's what takes you out of it? I love Reddit.
It's like somebody was doing a breakdown of the movie for Love of the Game. He was doing like baseball, realistic baseball breakdowns. He's like, also, at this point, it shows this pitcher having this ERA, which is mathematically impossible given that it's this game in the season. So that completely broke the illusion for me. Those little fucking things that somebody finds are like, oh,
that well, took you out of it.
I mean... it's like suddenly you're Marissa Tomei at the end of My Cousin Vinny about everything. Like, exactly. Well, actually, positive traction didn't exist yet.
Perfect.
Thank
like
you.
In the room.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's Paul actually Walker's the baby ashes. Paul Walker's ashes.
It's never going to get out of my head.
Jesus.
It's one of those lines that you go, wow, and then you feel awful. That you didn't come up with that joke yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
Because there are some that are just staring at you.
Yeah.
You
just go home and throw out all the stuff you've been working on.
But like, yeah, because you're like, why did he throw that?
Seriously, what the fuck was that?
There's nothing about that. Because never talked about before.
Nope.
Not referenced afterwards. Nope. Just, damn.
He does it twice.
Yeah.
One in Tej's face and then one more time in front of Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Like... What?
It never made sense.
Please. That is the fucking stack of Danzig's bricks in this thing.
Yes, it really is. Why?
Well, I need to know.
Yeah.
Seriously, I need to know. Uh-huh. Not enough that I want to have to deal with Tyrese at all.
No.
Which is unfortunate because he probably knows. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. You know what's funny?
And poor fucking Vin Diesel probably thought it was a sex scene.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know.
So is that what a cum shot?
That's what comes out. I see you had a lot of range in that scene.
I didn't realize. Like, Vin Diesel was just genuinely surprised that that was one way that someone could portray horniness.
Right. Wow, well, I thought I was a stork this whole time. When two storks love each other very much, and they go and get the onion rings and the fries at Fuddruckers, use the ketchup on it. And the cheese pop.
Then
that's some more.
Then the papa throws a handful of sand at the lights.
Right.
And a baby falls out the mom's butt.
Right.
Children.
Butthole.
Line of the movie. You butthole.
Butthole. There's something beautiful about breaking down to the little... You butthole. Oh, that's
not,
so good.
Not written.
Yeah, that was a Momoa original.
Telling you.
Right there.
My hunch is
yeah.
There were bullet points He just filled that shit in like a promo from the 80s.
All right, yeah, cool. I'll just go with this.
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, and you know,
he brought his own wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. Every bit of that was him, and Vin Diesel was like,
I don't understand.
I don't look shorter than him, right?
I'm more attractive than him, right? Everybody.
And everyone's like, yeah. Totally. Looking at their shoes, Yeah, sure. Yeah.
My favorite full quote.
Objectively more attractive than Jason Momoa. Of course.
Clearly.
Of course.
Women are known for loving you like that.
Come on, man.
It's like my...
Pearl wax.
Oh, Jesus, that guy. But yeah, this is... It's so weird when someone misses it this far, misses it about themselves this hard and this far. Like,
at this point, the sons of bitches have made me want him not to blow up.
Yeah.
Because I need to have more of this weird anchor of dead seriousness.
Yes.
Like, no, you. I need you.
Yeah, to be in it.
Because I anchor the picture.
Yeah, you anchor. Yes. Sure. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
You are just so...
in it.
It's... You have a car wreck quality.
Yes.
I can't look away from it.
Right.
And I want to see...
I want to see how hard this car can get wrecked.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I really do. Because even the child is out acting this motherfucker.
Oh, God, yeah.
Inanimate objects.
Yes.
Are in more motion,
mm-hmm.
without question.
Oh, God,
in this action film.
Oh, God, yeah.
Than our hero.
Protagonist, yeah. The person whose journey we're supposed to be following. And apparently
journey?
Yeah, well, apparently from L.A. to a bunch of different cities.
To kill people?
Yeah.
Randomly.
Oh, God, yeah.
The angel of death, Dom Toretto.
He really is.
And family.
Yeah.
It's a cult with guns.
It is.
Cars, rather.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is Captain America.
Death cult.
Yeah.
With cars.
It's a death cult with cars.
Death cult with cars. Yeah.
You fucking nailed it. That's exactly what's going on.
Yep.
Plus, if that's not bad enough, they have Tyrese.
Yeah. And let's be honest, Tyrese is the anti-Delroy Lindo.
Oh, you fucking nailed that one too.
Bizarro.
Out of the fucking park. Absolutely. Want your project to be less good?
Yeah.
Tyrese,
yeah.
Opposite. You want your project to be better?
Yeah.
Delroy Lindo. Do you want your fucking Sunday dinner to be better?
Yeah.
Delroy Lindo. Want to be worse? Tyrese.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to come here.
Yeah.
That's my journey, Dom.
That's right.
I went from good for you to why are you here?
Yeah.
So.
I love, did you know that there's a moment at the end of one of the movies that Dwayne The Rock Johnson improvises that was so funny that Chris Ludacris Bridges spontaneously spit his whole mouthful of beer out. He's walking up and he says to The Rock, better tell him to watch that baby oil. And he says, better tell you to watch that big ass forehead. And Tyrese sprays it.
It is a perfect line.
Uh-huh.
Because he delivers it.
Boom.
Like perfect. It was ready with bam.
And it's like, here's the thing you gotta remember, Tyree. Yes, you are a model turned actor and not the other way around.
No.
He is coming from a world where he has to do something called cutting promos.
Yes.
So if you want insult,
one of the best in the world at it.
And it's because he grew up with it.
Yeah.
His dad was sort of a legend at it.
Yeah.
Do you know who he went and hung out in the park with when he was a child? Fucking for real eighth wonder of the world. This man knows how to cut a promo. You make me very angry. You'll not hear. It's my on point, Andre Russoff.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.